Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
That's Alex Ferrario. He's Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. Very happy and honored to be joined by the great Kenny Albert, play-by-play for the New York Rangers on MSG Network. And also, you can hear him right now on NBC calling the games for beach volleyball, if I understand correctly, in the Olympics. He's joining us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Kenny, I would imagine you have a strange sleep schedule right now with the Olympics. So thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. It is a bit of a different type schedule with the games taking place in Tokyo, called a beach volleyball match at 9 a.m. Eastern time this morning with my partner, Amy Gant. We have another women's indoor volleyball match overnight, 3:25 a.m., and then we're back for more beach volleyball at 9. So you try to sleep in 3 to 4 hour shifts for this two-week stretch.
Well, the good news is, Kenny, you'll have like a month of the off season before hockey picks back up again, right?
Well, we're getting to preseason football in August and then NFL in September.
Oh, yeah, so you'll never
finally
sleep.
Finally, hockey starts up in October.
Yeah, so you'll never sleep, Kenny. What I am curious about, though, is, I mean, you've called football, you've called hockey off of the television. What's it like doing commentation for the Olympics from a television?
Well, having called football off television, we were in the stadiums last season. Did call a number of hockey and basketball games remotely off monitors, and I think it went pretty well. You could see about 85% of what you would normally pick up on in the stadium, in the arena. You would rather be there on hand, obviously. During hockey games, for example, you might not see a delayed penalty being called back behind the play. You might not see exactly when the goalie's pulled. You don't see what's going on around the bench area. So definitely an adjustment for all of us this past season. With beach volleyball, I've never called it in person, so I guess I don't know any different than what we've been doing as far as calling it off the monitors over the last 3 or 4 days.
Well, Kenny, the big reason why we wanted to have you on today was to talk about a big move that the Blues made over the weekend. A man that you are very familiar with from the Rangers, Pavel Buchnevich, is now the top line left winger, at least so far right now, for the St. Louis Blues. And your experience calling the games for the Rangers, can you tell our Blues listeners right now what kind of a player they just acquired on Friday?
He's a good player. He was a bit inconsistent over his first couple of seasons getting acclimated with North America and with the city of New York. But he had his best year this past year, scored 20 goals in a limited season with 56 games, killed penalties for the first time in the NHL, did a really good job. He did not kill penalties over his first 4 years, also plays on the power play. So a real well-rounded player. You know, I think it's one of those trades that hopefully benefits both teams. The Rangers looking to get a little bit tougher and grittier with the acquisition of both Barkley Goodrow from Tampa Bay and Sammy Blais from the Blues. Also both guys that have won championships over the last 3 years. Rangers got a second round pick as well. So, like I said, it should be one of those deals that benefits both clubs.
Speaking of toughness with this Buchnevich, Kenny, I mean, we've seen a couple of videos on social media of him in the playoffs against Boston where, you know, he took exception to guys in front of the net, Brad Marchand being one of them. I have heard from other people as well that this guy does play a gritty style of hockey that seems to match Craig Berube's style of hockey.
At times, I think those were isolated incidents late in the regular season, but he's more of a skilled guy, I would say, than a gritty player, but he can. He does have that element at times, but I would think of him as more of a skill player, but really over the last year has improved as far as, you know, the well-rounded aspect of his game. Like I said, had never killed penalties prior to this year. He was on the Rangers' number one PK unit. So, you know, the 20 goals in 56 games probably averages out to around 30 in a regular season. So his best year offensively by far this past season.
Do you expect him to be able to continue that moving forward? Or what kind of what level of production do you think is fair for Blues fans to expect out of him moving forward?
I would say probably in the 25 goal range. Maybe he would get to that 30 mark, but a guy that I think could have a solid, you know, 6, 7, 8 more years playing either on the top line or on the second line for an NHL team.
What about a power forward? I mean, is he a guy that seems to go to the front of the net, Kenny? Because that, of course, is the area of the biggest weakness for the Blues this past season.
On occasion, you know, I think when I think back to, you know, watching him over the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of skill, probably stays more to the outside, but does have the ability to go to the net. So you might see that at times for sure.
We're talking to Kenny Albert for another couple of minutes here on 101 ESPN. He was able to watch the recent Blues edition, Pavel Buchnevich, while he was with the Rangers, as calling his games on MSG Network. Kenny, is there a player comparison that you would have for Buchnevich and what he can bring to the Blues? I know these can be difficult at times, but whether it be stylistically or the type of production that you expect, is there a player comp that you would have for him?
Boy, that's a good question. I really have to give that some thought. It might take you know, a little more time than we have on this interview to come up with a player comparison. But you know, like I said, a solid, for sure, a second line winger who can play on the first line. And this year, you know, I remember talking to David Quinn, the Rangers' former head coach, and when he went to Buchnevich and asked him about the penalty kill, Buchnevich did mention that he killed penalties a bit in Russia prior to coming over to the NHL. So he hadn't done it at all in the NHL, but you know, you have to like the fact that a guy plays on both special teams units. You know, you don't necessarily see that very often with players excelling both on the power play and the penalty kill.
Kenny, the one thing that I saw Jeremy Rutherford, of course, the Blues insider for The Athletic, talk about over the weekend after the acquisition was David Quinn speaking highly of just Pavel in the locker room. He said that this guy had a nickname of Mr. Smiles because he was always smiling, and it seemed like the players really enjoyed having him around, which I think is a good thing for the Blues.
Right, I think the Rangers social media folks, they put out some tweets. They refer to him as Mr. Happy.
Yeah.
And that was sort of, I think, making fun of the fact that his first couple of years, at least when you saw him on the ice or outside the locker room, he didn't seem to smile very much. And I think part of that was just getting acclimated to a new country. And in his early seasons, if I remember correctly, there were no other Russian players on the team. Now, the last couple of years, they added Artemi Panarin and Igor Shesterkin and Alexander Georgiev. So he was one of 4 or 5, and Vitaly Kravtsov came over this past year. So really seemed to be in his element once they started adding other players who he was comfortable around. And he went from a guy who did not smile very often the first 2 years of his career to the last three, he was always smiling. And again, I'm not in the locker room, but it seems like he was a terrific personality. You know, part of some of the joking around that would go on inside the locker room. But I think the fact that Panarin and Shesterkin and Georgiev and Kravtsov were, you know, a big part of the Ranger roster, especially over the second half this season, he felt a lot more comfortable around those guys.
Final question that I've got for you, Kenny. When you look at what he could potentially bring to the Blues on a line with Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron, how do you think Buchnevich will fit in with those two guys in particular, with O'Reilly and Perron on that top line for the Blues?
Well, when I think about those guys, they're both such hard workers. And Buchnevich this year, you know, I think joined that club. You know, it took a little bit of time. Like I said, he was inconsistent his first couple of years. He would bounce really up and down the entire roster. We'd see him on the first line, the second line, the third line, the fourth line, his first 2 or 3 seasons. But, you know, he's played with some really good players in New York over the last few years, whether it's Mika Zibanejad, Artemi Panarin, Chris Kreider, Ryan Strome. he's always been in the mix with those top two line forwards. So I think if it is O'Reilly and Perron, he should fit right in.
Kenny, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thanks so much for hopping on with me. All the best with the Olympic calling, and hopefully you can find a way to get some sleep in here and there over the next few weeks.
All right, hope so. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hi. Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business? With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. Shopify.com/free22.